Okay, we don't have time to delve into this inyan a whole lot. Never is 15 minutes enough time for anything, really. Just want to open up with this sefer I saw, Chemnas Yisrael, from a Rav Karfunkel. I believe he was Rosh Shiva in Slabodka, Eretz Yisrael. This is a very nice pshat on this last week's parsha. He's going on the pasuk of Yadata Hayom Hashivoy Yisrael Vavecha. So he says, "Nirali Neastaiti Apim Masha Pershu B'Sfarim Akdoshim." Chazal say, "In Va'ata El Lashon Tshuva." So Va'ata is the Lashon Tshuva. So of course, the implication right away of Va'ata in the present moment means that seize the moment for tshuva. Now is the moment for tshuva. A person is asking himself, "When should I do tshuva?" So the answer is now. We don't wait when it comes to doing tshuva. Now is the answer to that. So he explains what this means. So Chazal tell us that the Yom HaMisa should be the key to success in a time of his gabras of the Yitzhara. And Chazal say, "Shuv Yom Echad lifnei misascha v'nimsa kol yom av b'tshuva." So it states in the Mishnah of us that by doing tshuva the day before the Yom HaMisa, if he's thinking to himself that every day, today is my last day, every day will be a day of tshuva. V'zeh perush ein v'ata, im ata yodea she'ein lecha ela ha'hoive. If a person lives in the present moment, and he understands the present moment, he's grateful for that moment, v'asid o'en ein umi yodea ma yilid yon az v'vadei tachzor v'tshuva. Okay, it's something which we take for granted. It seems almost very difficult to live by this. The reason why is because it seems abysmal, it seems depressing to think that tomorrow is your Yom HaMisa and today is the last day. Of course, tzaddikim, they're able to serve Hashem with tremendous simcha with that in mind. But ein kol makom laharech, we just don't have much time to get involved in these sugyas. But I'm really looking towards this next hesber which he has. It's mamash amayr de kapshat. He says, he's quoting his Rebbe, the Binyan David, who wants to explain the smichas ha-Torah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that the Chachamim made a few shinuyim for Tamei HaMelech in the Sefer Torah they wrote for him. Instead of writing Bereishis Bar Elokim, they wrote Elokim Bar Bereishis. Why? Shelo yomu shtei reshiyos hin chas v'shalom. So one shouldn't say that there's two reshiyos, that there's a Bereishis which created Hashem Yisbar chas v'shalom. So the Masha asked, quoting the Sefer Paneach Raza. Never heard the Masha quote the Paneach Raza. Fascinating. Hatam the maschelet satorah hakdoish bereishis bar elokim. Velo kemo shishuna le Tamei HaMelech. Why Taka does it not say Elokim Bara Bereshis? So he explains based on the Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara says, "Shelo yomar adam la Hashem oila." When one wants to dedicate a korban to Hashem, he shouldn't say la Hashem oila, ela oila la Hashem. So the Shlomo writes the reason why: "Shema yomar tevas la Hashem velo yaspik loyomar oila." If a person says la Hashem and then chas v'shalom he dies, so he was motzi shem shemayim levatola. Right? That's how the Shla understands that Gemara. So don't say Lashem Oila, you have to say an Oila Lashem, because if you say Lashem Oila, let's say you'll say Lashem, and you'll get, you're done, and then you're Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatal. So V'lachain, so he says beautifully, that's why the Torah begins with the words Bereishis Bar Elokim, not Elokim Bar Bereishis. Because Bereishis Bar Elokim means that you're afraid that after you say the word Bereishis, right, you may die, Chas V'Shalom. Had it said Elokim first, Elokim Bar Bereishis, you Moisi Shem Shana Levatala. So it has to say, therefore, Bereishis Bar Elokim. So how does that connect with the last words of the end of the Torah? So it explains very nice. Ome'ata yuvan smichas ha-Torah k'dosha. Olechol ha-moira ha-gadol asher asa Moshe. So Moshe, the Torah ends with Moshe talking about some moira gadol. What's the moira gadol? Haynu shemoshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom asa yira gedoyla mipachin Hashem Yisbarach mehar d'gona leni kol Yisrael. Moshe's whole life that he was infusing the Jewish people with Yiras Hashem in this week's parsha, Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Alkecha Shoyim Imach Kim LeYira. All you should have is Yiras Shemayim. So Gemara asks, Va'Hayira Atu Yira Milsa Zuchasahi. Is Yira such a small thing? So what says in Lagavi Moshe, it's a small thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu was taking something which is very, very big. The whole Torah is based on Yiras Shemayim. That's the only thing that Hashem asks from us is Yiras Shemayim. So Moshe was a small thing. He dedicated his life to teaching the Jewish people Yiras Shemayim. And that's how the Torah concludes. Ulechol ha-moira ha-gadol asher asa Moshe. He succeeded. He succeeded in bringing out the moira ha-gadol of Hashem Yisbarach. So how did that translate itself? What was the lamais of that? Yatami lifnei einehem bereshis bar lakim, bar lakim bar bereshis. Says, take a look at the pasuk. The very next words in Torah is bereshis bar lakim and not the lakim bar bereshis. This is what Moshe was teaching them. What's the lamais of all this mara gadol? The machmas she'adameinu boteach b'chayiv afilu rega echad. The fact that a Jew doesn't know at every given moment, is this my last moment? Is this my last day? That's reflected in the fact that the Torah says bereshis bar lakim and not elakim bar bereshis. This is taka mara gadol. That's the smichas of the end of the Torah, the beginning of the Torah, like the Zohar Kadosh tells us. Bereshis is the letters Yorei Boishas. The whole Torah is built upon Yerushamai. That the Gemara says. Hashem has nothing in his world except the Oitz of Yerushamai. The whole world is Yerushamai. And that's reflected in the word Bereshis. Bara, Shis, that's one way that the Zohar says it. But for us, it's Yorei Boishas. That's why that word Bereshis is being Mekasha, the end of the Torah, with the beginning of the Torah. This idea of Yerushamayim, that it could have said Elokim Bar Bereshis, would have been nice to start with the word Elokim. But Moshe Rabbeinu lived every single moment of his life. Every moment of his life was, maybe this is my last moment, Oyla Lashem and not Lashem Oyla. So he continues and he explains. V'zeo shamar ha-kosa v'yodata ha-yoyim. If a Jew lives every single day like that, know that this is the day to seize that day, then he'll do tshuva. Rabbi Nachman has a very famous shtickle on the pasuk of Hayoyim b'mekorlus hishmahu. Hayoyim, that a person has to seize every single day. Hayoyim b'mekorlus hishmahu, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that it was asked of Eliyahu Navi, when is Mashiach coming? He says, Hayom, we makolos hishmahu. So the pshat is that every day has the potential for Mashiach, that's true. What he was trying to bring out, though, Eliyahu Navi, is that if a Jew lives by that, of Hayom and makolos hishmahu, if he lives by that, then that's the ingredient which brings Mashiach, to value every single day, and the potential for tshuva every single day. What comes out, Rabbi Yisai, is that every single day which we live, is a day which is Shuv Yoim Echal Lifnei Misasa. This is the last day. Now really in Pimius, we're speaking about a lot in the Seder Hayom Shuim, which we've been talking about in the morning, how to look at the day as a partzuf, which means as a koma shayma, how each part of the day interacts and is misayaya, and they build off of each other to create one koma shayma called a day. And we wake up in the morning, and that's the beginning of our day. I'm speaking about that's the core of the day, the shayush of the day, is the Tefillah Shacharis, of which you have Torah surrounding the Tefillah Shacharis, the Torah before davening, the Torah after davening. This is the day. And this is the moment of the day which will give chiyas and a hamshacha kedusha for the entire day. That's the beginning of the journey every morning. That means to say that what, Rabbi Yisai? That the end of every single day is Kriyas Shema Lamita, when we go to sleep. Now, we can look in a very chitzonious way, that as the day goes on, we're poichis v'hoylich, right? Poichis v'hoylich, that you start off very strong, and the day goes down from there. But we said by a tzaddik, it's just the opposite. That he begins the day at a very low place, where he seems like he's very far from Hashem Yisbarach. Like we said, that's why you begin with the Akedah. V'yaras ha-mokom e-rachok. The Zohar says, the mokom refers to Hashem. That when you begin davening, and you see Parashas Akedah, you feel like you're very far from Hashem. And then you go from to tefillah, and then to Torah, and then the achilas b'kedusha, and then the masum matan, and you go to mincha, and you go to ma'ariv, it's mamish, just one big aliyah of the day, by a tzaddik. In which case, in pnimius, since in pnimius, everything is always being ma'isif b'kedusha, it's ma'isif v'hoylech, so we pass in by, in Er Chanukah, you're ma'isif v'hoylech, and the pnimius, not chitzonius, which is poiches v'hoylech. That means that really, when you come to the end of the day, and you're sitting on your bed, and you're making kriya shma lamita, the achris is not the psalus of the day, it's the tachlis of the day. That the whole entire purpose of the day was to come to Kriya Shema Lamita and to say before Hashem a vidui, a misvade, and to say such a shema on that Kriya Shema Lamita, that's the culmination of the tshuva and the avoid of the entire day is Kriya Shema Lamita. We're mevazine because we don't live lives like tzaddikim, I can only speak for myself, that we live a life that the entire day we feel like we're progressing forward and we're going up. We feel like that when we come home or when we're eating and so on and so forth, this is like, you know, already the psoilus of our day. We're wearing out, we're tiring out. By a tzaddik, he's gaining more strength and more koyach to kedusha. And so he comes to Kriya Shema Lamita, and he says it with such an intensity. You have to understand, a tzaddik says Kriya Shema with such an intensity that it puts him to sleep when he says Kriya Shema Lamita. What do you mean, puts him to sleep? A tzaddik doesn't sleep. A tzaddik has ha'alas neshama. He doesn't go to sleep. It's not like me and you, that we lay down on a pillow and we go to sleep. But tzaddik, he has such a day of kedusha that when he says Kriya Shema Lamita and he says echad, it's like Rabbi Akiva. Yatza nishmasa b'yachad. And he goes up with that echad. Rabbi Akiva didn't die a physical death. It was yatza nishmasa b'echad. It was a madriga like a neshika, but even different than a neshika. Yatza nishmasa b'echad. And every day, single day, is supposed to be like a Yom Kippur. That when we go to sleep, that's the bechin of Yom Kippur every single day. We know the Yom Kippur is the tachlis of every single year is Yom Kippur. That when we begin, that's why it says, Lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. So the Chazal say, what do you mean? Sukkot is not the Yom Rishon, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Rishon. So Chazal say, no, Yom Rishon l'cheshben avonos. But really, what the Torah is suggesting in Purim is that no, Sukkot is the beginning of the year. Yom Kippur was the last day of the year, as I state in Ikra D'Pirka, that the last day of the year is Yom Kippurim. It's called the tachlis of the year is to come to Yom Kippur. And the tzaddik lives every single day with that tzur in front of him, that the end of his day, Kriya Shema Lamita, that's his Yom Kippur. What is Yom Kippur? You cry out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, and you're Mizvadeh, and you think this is it. You don't know what's going to happen in Yom Kippur. You don't know if you're going to make it. This is the last day of the year. Maybe you're going to die today. Who says you're going to make it out of Yom Kippur? And you end the day with a Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. That's Kriya Shema Lamita every single night. And you don't know whether or not you're going to make it again. Your Shema is going to go up. Who says it's going to come back down again? That's how the tzaddik lives. That when he says Shema, and he says Echad. By the way, just parenthetically, this was the mistake of Bnei Yisrael when they were by Kabbalah Satar. That they were, there's a kitchuk against Bnei Yisrael that they went to sleep to be Mekabal Torah. What do you mean go to sleep to be Mekabal Torah? They thought, say the tzaddikim, that they can only be Mekabal Torah in a state of sleep. That was like a bechina of nevuah. But what they didn't know, and this was their mistake, is that when you the whole experience of Matan Torah was one of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Like the Yerushalmi says that the Aseret HaDibros can be found in Shema Yisrael, from beginning to end. So of course, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is connected, Anechi, Hashem Elokeich, Elohei Lecha. When Hashem says Anechi, Chazal say, Nafshi Yatza B'Dabra, that Bnei Yisrael had a Siluk Neshama, that they died. They expired. So Bnei Yisrael thought that they should go to sleep to be Mekabel Torah. Little did they know that they don't need to go to sleep to be Mekabel Torah. When Hashem says Anechi, which is a Gili of Hashem Echad, you go to sleep. You experience that Echad Mishishi Mimisa, that type of a sleep. That's what they didn't recognize. And that's the madrig of a tzaddik when he goes to sleep every single night. That the whole day is a preparation for that moment. That's called shuv yoyim echa lifnei misascha. When going to sleep is called misascha. The moment before going to sleep, that's called shuv yoyim echa lifnei misascha. Well, the whole day is that. The whole day is a shuv yoyim echa. But especially the moment beforehand, it's the culmination of an entire day's worth of avodah to be able to say such a shema, alamita. That's why it's called Al-Hamita, by the way, because the Mita is like the place of Misa. It's the deathbed. That's a person that tzaddik goes to sleep on his deathbed. And he says such a Kriya Shema Lamita, such a mysterious nefesh, that it's like he goes to sleep. And that's the perspective that a tzaddik lives by. Shuv Yom Echa Lifnei Misascha. That every single day is that Shuv Yom Echa Lifnei Misascha. With this you can understand a little Ribbonim. I mean, we'll talk about Rabbanim the whole summer. So says Rabbanim in Torah Simcha, Simen Rish Sa'ad Dalet, Shamati mitamidu shesamach leptiras azal. Shama she'isso ha'isa baicha. Before he passed away, his wife was crying. Amar Allah, he said to her, Lama ata baicha. He said to her, really, why are you crying? Halo kol v'yumei chayai hayirak kedei shelamid es atzmi lamos. My whole life was just to teach myself how to die. That was my whole life. My whole life. His whole life was to prepare for that Yom HaMisa. I mean, the tzaddik is able to live his entire life thinking about that Yom HaMisa. They say that someone once asked the son of the Naim Elimelech, he said, when did your father, he said to him, when did your father start preparing for his Yom HaMisa? He said, my father started preparing for his Yom HaMisa 22 years before he died. He prepared for Yom HaMisa. It's the vision of a tzaddik. He's able to see Vayar Samokam Erochug. He's able to see in the distance. It's a different life that a Jew lives when he takes into cheshvan his life, when he realizes that something's going to happen. One of the reasons why we don't take it so seriously in Mamisa is because I once heard the pshat is because Adam HaRishon was really supposed to live forever. And so therefore, since we're all come from Adam, there's an imprint on us from Adam HaRishon that we also think we're going to live forever. that's the way people live. They build these palaces and they're trying to amass money that they're going to live forever. Mamash live forever. We have that too, because we have that imprint of Avrishon Kodem Achet. But we have to also live in a world which is Avrishon Achar Achet. We have to realize that there's a pagam here. And a tzaddik lives like that all the time. He's thinking about Yom HaMisa. But he has a comfort and he has a simen. And that's every single day of his life. He has some type of a bechina called Yom HaMisa, which is when he goes to sleep. And he lives by that. This is the life of a tzaddik. It's just important to know what to be striving for and to know the difference between us and a tzaddik. How a tzaddik is living his life in a way of Maisa v'hoylech, that he lives such a life of Kedusha, that he's willing to be Maisa Nefer Hashem and to experience that dvekis, that the shina that a tzaddik sleeps at night. This is like the climax of his day. That moment of Yom HaMisa. It's just a shift in perspective, but just such a beautiful vort, how to be makasha the Torah. There's a perspective of Torah, being makasha the end of the Torah with the beginning, which means that the entire Torah is included in this musak. The whole Torah is tshuva, like we know, Parshas Nitzavim, right? Kol hamitzki hamitzvah hazois, according to the Ramban, it's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. The whole Torah is a Torah shel tshuva. And that's why it ends on that note, that the tzaddik lives his life every single day trying to maximize the time, how he can be a true Eved Hashem, knowing that every single moment, how to dedicate that life to Hashem Yisbarach, knowing that every day is a gift of Hayom Makolo, and to try to use that to his maximum potential in serving Hashem Yisbarach. Have a great day.